Kino Yudayim, and the Halma of Roshem Piriyom, Oyuvei Kituchim, Alel Aili, and the Vashelma of Roshem Rachmonios, Yilodim, Hamadudim, Tepochim, Tepochim, Alel Aili. This is referring to a Maisa that's brought down in the Medrash of the Gemara and Yuma, that there was a person, Doyeg ben Yosef, that had a wife and a child, and he was Nifter, and his wife had such gewaltig love for this child that every yontif she used to come and measure him, see how much he grew, and according to that, according to how much he grew, she used to give zohar to the Beis Hamikdash. And when the Churban came and people were starving, she took him and she ate him up because of the great hunger that she was in. And later on over here in the Kina, it talks about in Tizmeno Bizar Ovois Babonim, the Ma'oros Meshichim Alalili. This is referring to the Medrash. The Medrash says over a Maisa that there was a group of people that were starving, and they said, let's go try to find food. And there was one of them that went to try to find food for the whole group, and he came upon a dead body, and he saw that this person was his father, and he buried him, and he marked the grave, and he came back to his friends, and he told them, I didn't find anything. And a different one of the group went to search for food, and he brought back a body, and everybody was eating it. And as they were talking, he was talking to this person how he found the food, and he realized that he was eating his father's body. It is men of the town always abonnent of Ores Meshichem. Afterwards, it says in the Kina, in Tuluhatna Rucham Bemine Meluchim, this is referring to when the Goyim greeted Kal Yisrael, when they were hungry and thirsty, and they gave them salty food. And then afterwards, they were so thirsty for the salty food, and they asked for water, and they gave them canteens, but instead of the canteens being full of water, they were filled with hot air. And Kal Yisrael, they bit off the top of the, they took off with their teeth the top of the canteens, and the hot air came into their body, and they blew up, and they died from that. And at the end of the keynote, it says, Beruach HaKodesh Lehul Amarim Hoy Al Poshchenei Haroim Mashe Hikroim Oidim. You're telling me what happened to you, but you don't say what you did. You say, how could it be that Kal Yisrael should come to a situation that the women eat their own children? And you don't say what you did, that you killed the Kohen Venovi. And there's a gewaltig word over here from the little Petterberger. He says, what is the Mida Keneged Mida? Says, the one that has the greatest rachmanis on a person, on a child, is his mother. You take that toiva, that rachmanis, and that became Achzorius. Klal Yisrael, what during Averis, the Eibishter sent them a Novi. That really was supposed to be something to inspire Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Klal Yisrael took that, and instead of doing tshuva, they killed the Navi. Instead of inspiring Klal Yisrael to become tzaddikim, they took it and they did pakar. Yisurim is really the same thing. Yisurim is something that's a good thing. when a person is an Aveiris, Yisurim is supposed to come to awaken him. And after a person does tshuva because of the Yisurim, he realizes that the Yisurim was developed a ketayva. But instead of taking those Yisurim and doing tshuva, Klal Yisrael took those Yisurim and they stooped to do Ritzicha. Just imagine this lady, this woman who suffered so much. She was suffering from hunger, and then she suffered that she had to eat her own child. She comes up to Shamayim and she wants to get Olam Haba because she suffered so much. She had so much Yisurim. But it's not fair. The Yisurim brought her, she's going to get Gehenim, she was Eiver Ritzicha. The Yisurim brought her to the lowest of the lowest Aveiris as possible. That's the Nida Keneged Nida. If you didn't take the Navi, you didn't take the Musar of the Navi to do Tshuva, and Takeret, you killed him. So the Yisurim that was supposed to be Ma'ari you, like the Navi is Ma'ari you. That's Chesed of the Yisurim. He went ahead and turned it around. That maybe is the Nida Keneged Nida in Tizmen of the Sa'oves Rabbonim. An av is a person's greatest taiva. He has a father that wants to be makeshift to him. But that person could go ahead and eat his father. There's no greater avzarius, even though they didn't do it intentionally. But that's what the Eibishter was showing them. That you're taking the greatest taiva that I'm sending you, the Navi, and you're turning it around to do avzarius. So I'm going to show you that you're going to do avzarius to someone that you understand is being made to you. In Tizmen of the Sa'obes Rabbonim. And that maybe is also the same thing. That Goyim was showing, Goyim were giving Klal Yisrael taiva, they're giving them food. And now, seemingly, it was supposed to be a taiva, they're giving them to drink, which is a gvaldika taiva. But that drink that was supposed to be a taiva turned into a gvaldika avzarius. In Tehillim, Noshim, period.